Old school, a mix 94.5. It's Pete, Matt, and Kimmy. You hear plenty of that. We'll go really, really old school and just throw in some of the new stuff as well, because we play the hits you love from then to now. And then on a Friday from 9 o'clock, we do them R&B. R&B Fridays on Mix 94.5. It's Pete, Matt, and Kimmy. Good morning. We'll check you run into work very soon. And Stacey won the $1 million yesterday at Carrie and Tommy's $1 million day. She'll join us after 8:30.
Yeah. Now, guys, yesterday we played Faith, a regular game on our show. Mm-hmm. Play it all the time. We take turns answering general knowledge questions. And yesterday it was my turn. And I don't think that I played the game very well. In hindsight, I was like, I think I got really frustrated with it. And normally I don't care because it's just a fun game. But I was getting really frustrated and I think it showed. And I'd like to explain why. This is how it went down.
Kimber.
Yeah.
Your category today is numbers.
Numbers.
Oh, God.
At one number per second, with no breaks at all for any reason, how long would it take a person to count to 1 million out loud?
What? Yeah, but I don't... Oh, no. I don't know the answer. I don't... This is so embarrassing, and I know it makes me sound like I'm a total numpty.
No.
But, like, I actually have a mathematical deficiency. So,
I mean, to be fair, I call myself Matthew Maddox and I didn't get it.
No, and it was difficult. But I guess one of the things that I noticed straight away is that by the time Pete had finished the question, I realised I hadn't heard the question.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Right?
You went, you're right, okay.
Because the red mist had already stopped listening.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Okay.
And about 5 months ago, I was diagnosed with ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't talked about it on air yet. I haven't discussed it with anybody because I suppose when I was first diagnosed, I needed to know a lot more about it and work out what ADHD is, how it affects me, what, because I've lived with it my whole life and only just found out at the age of 40 that's how my brain operates.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was diagnosed, they diagnosed me, I'm combination ADHD. So I'm both hyperactive and inattentive. So there's a bit going on. And I have a mathematical deficiency. So what happens is when you ask me math questions or anything with numbers, it's not just that I don't know how to work it out. Nothing happens in my head.
Mm.
Like, it's like a blank screen. It's like a complete shutdown. It's like the spinny wheel when you're waiting for something to load on the internet.
Yes.
Nothing happens in my head.
So can I ask why you went to a doctor investigating in the first place?
Yeah.
What was it that drew you there?
There was kind of a few things of like puzzle pieces coming together. I've had a lot of things in my life where I've realized I'm very forgetful. I've put a lot of things in my life to try and remind me to do things. Like I can't, if I do a load of washing, I put a washing basket in the middle of the kitchen floor to remind me to go and get it. Otherwise it'll be in there for 4 days. There's just a lot of, I have to have a diary. I have to run by a very strict schedule because as soon as I don't, my whole life turns to chaos. And, so there are a few things and I guess my partner had been saying to me for like 6 years, he's been going, God, it's like you've got ADHD. And I thought people were saying it in the same way that people will go, I'm so OCD.
Yes, I like things
a particular way. And I'm like, no, you're just kind of amplifying a situation.
Mm.
You like things to be so-so. But I am super fidgety, very distracted, a lot of trouble listening. My partner would talk to me and then 2 minutes later I'd ask him a question and he'd go, we just talked about that in the kitchen.
Mm.
And I'm 110% or nothing. So growing up through school, all my teachers were like, she's amazing. She works so hard. And then the teacher in the next class would go, she does nothing. Mm. She does not pay attention. Kimber's not in the room. And so some of these things started to come together and I was trying to do some, I was realizing I wasn't achieving any tasks. So I was starting lots of new ideas because I'm really creative. I'd come up with all these ideas and tasks and then I couldn't finish anything.
Mm. Right.
So I started to talk to my family and other family members had been diagnosed and it's really hereditary.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like up in the 70 percentile of hereditary.
Geez.
So if there's someone in your family that has it, the likelihood of you being ADHD is quite high.
Okay.
So I went and got tested and they went, oh, yeah.
Yep.
You're definitely, right?
But not like a blood test, right?
No,
you've got to do cognitive things.
Yeah, cognitive testing, psychological testing. Then they have your partners and family members weigh in and say what it's like to be around you, the things that they notice about your behavior and stuff. And I just found it really interesting because I used to be a school teacher and no one taught me anything about ADHD. They just told me that it was something that naughty boys have.
Right.
And I'm now finding...
I'm a naughty boy.
That, you are. I'm now finding there's a bunch of adults being diagnosed that have gone their whole lives without realising that they're dealing with this.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'm going to just say to everyone, this is what I'm going through. This is what I'm learning. It's a constant journey. I don't see it as a deficiency. I think my brain's amazing. I think that I have a brilliant brain and I think it's super capable. It's just that I need to know how to channel it.
Right.
And I haven't been able to do that before without help and without meds. So I wanted to throw it out there. 131060, have you been diagnosed with ADHD as an adult? What's your journey going? How's it going? What's it like? Because I think there are lots of people out there that are going, I think this might be me, and they don't know how to go about it. And I just thought, well, I'd just start an open chat about it.